Getting back to the issue of hepatic resection for cure, how are you following your patients looking for recurrence at this point after adjuvant therapy? Are you doing more intensive surveillance, hoping to find a curable situation?
That's a good point. It's interesting. After when I see a patient in my practice who's had a hepatic resection and they're coming to me after completion of their adjuvant therapy, I'll say to my fellow, okay, you know, when do you want to see him again and what's our schedule? And they always go to the NCCN guidelines for surveillance and read me the surveillance guidelines following initial resection of early stage colorectal cancer. Well, it turns out the follow-up is somewhat different after a hepatic resection than after resection of stage 2 or 3 colon cancer. And the reason is that your risk of relapse in the liver and elsewhere, even though you're free of disease now, is much greater than it was if you had stage 2 or stage 3 disease. So for that reason, and for the reason that we are now more aggressive about considering re-resection, and also because we have more effective second and third line systemic therapies that would make a difference if you found out the patient had recurred, I do more intensive radiographic surveillance after hepatic metastasectomy. So, for example, I will obtain CAT scans of the liver initially every 3 months in a patient who's had a liver resection for the first couple of years, and then less frequently thereafter.
What about the patients who are just stage 2 and 3 disease looking for curable situations?
I follow those patients with CEA tests, physical exams, and with an office visit every 3 months for the first 2 years and then less frequently after that. The NCCN guidelines say to go to every 6 months after the first 2 years and then do that through year 5. Those were the guidelines until fairly recently. Until recently, there wasn't a recommendation for radiographic surveillance. However, there were these data that existed, retrospective data from other clinical trials, demonstrating that many times patients who underwent curative resections for colon cancer, metastatic to liver, their disease in liver had been found based on a CAT scan. It wasn't only based on a CEA level going up. The CAT scan was done, and that's how it was found. And in fact, 20% of people with recurrence are going to have normal CEA tests. So you're missing those people if you don't do any radiographic surveillance and wait until they have symptoms. You're potentially missing them. Many of us, even before the guidelines called for this, were getting CAT scans on patients after resection of stage 2 and 3 disease. The guidelines now, the NCCN guidelines now, permit radiographic surveillance, and I think they state annual CAT scans for the first 3 years in patients who are at high risk of relapse. In my own practice, I confess to getting CAT scans once a year for 5 years.